David's Bridal, where brides and bridesmaids get fabulously dressed. We let our friends pick out what we wear, show off our dance moves, obsess over every little detail, hold your hand through it all, smile bravely when it's time to let go. Make your dreams come true. The things we do for love, only at David's Bridal.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 15th day of December. We're halfway through the month of December. Can you believe that? Wow, this year is going by fast. And yes, indeed, folks, this is still the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight we have... Well, he says he can do it. Our producer, none other than Eric Venus. Hey, Eric. Derek, right?
Oh, hey, how's it going? I think I can make it through tonight. I've never done this before, but I'm going to give it a good try.
You can do it. I know you can. All right. Yeah. And then, you know, I don't think you realize what a responsibility it is on me, Derek, to be your hero all these years. It's been hard.
I mean, and I thank you every moment of the day for it.
All right, very good. And tonight we have, because, well, he wasn't invited anywhere else, so he decided to come here, Matt Klein. Hey, Matt.
Good evening, Pastor.
All righty. Now, we got a lot to get to tonight. Now, John McTernan may be joining us. He's been under the weather, and if he can get his voice back, he's going to call in. If not, I told him to go to bed and get some shut-eye, huh? Okay. And we're going to start tonight where we always start, right in God's Word, the Bible, and that's going to be in Isaiah chapter 11. And this is something we're looking forward to. I've dreamt about these days, and someday we'll see them. And it's the restoration of Messiah's kingdom is what we're going to be. So let's take Isaiah 11, chapter 11, one verse at a time. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch grow out of the roots. Now, that word branch really actually is a name for Jesus Christ. It's a name he's referred to as the branch, okay? He's referred to as the Word, as the light, as the life. And so that is a name for the Lord himself. He goes on to say, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the Spirit of counsel, and might, and the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. So here, as we take a look at the Spirit of the Lord, these are seven spirits which are before the throne, if we read in Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, okay? And so now he says this, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Now, we're talking about the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Kind of said this awful humble for him, but How would this apply? It would apply in his humanity, not in his deity, would it? Okay. And so here, but actually, too, in the deity, if you take a look at it, you know, that goes back to the hypostatic union, where how could the Lord Jesus be fully God and fully man at the same time without any of the attributes of his deity being transferred to his humanity? Or because if that happened, then what? If any of the attributes of his deity was transferred to his humanity, would he be fully man or superman? There you go. Now, on the other side of that, if any of the attributes of his humanity was transferred to his deity, he'd be less than God, wouldn't he?
He would.
Okay, so how is that done? Well, that's one of those things the Bible says that's far beyond our comprehension, that God's ways are higher than ours, and there are things that are way beyond our comprehension. Now, he goes on to say, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Now, that word equity, is that used the way it is used today? Not hardly, okay? They really have a way of twisting and spinning today, terminology, don't they?
They do.
And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with a kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed their young ones, and shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. So there's going to be a time on this earth that we're going to see during that millennial kingdom when there will be no killing, there will be no bloodshed, okay? And wouldn't that be nice?
Fantastic.
No bloodshed, no abortion, no euthanasia, no Ukraine, no Gaza, okay? No killing. There will be a time, boy, the Democrats, well, they won't be here to kill, will they? So, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in all the holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And that's really interesting here. When we think about even the carnivorous animals today can survive together the way it was start from the beginning. The lions were never meant to eat meat, the tigers. And so here, in the age to come, we're going to see environmental conditions and plant nutrients will be so changed as to implement the way it was at the beginning. No, because the soil's not the same. The plants are not the same as they were in the beginning. And nothing is the same under as it was in the days of Adam and Eve. Okay. If you go back and you look at all of what was dug up over the years, and everything was much, much bigger than it is today and better. And then he goes on to say, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for a sign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and the rest shall be glorious. Here, again, that root of Jesse, again, that's the name, again, a name for the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from islands of the sea. In those days, you're going to have a road, a highway from Egypt all the way to Syria, one highway, one straight highway in there. And and it shall be set up as an ensign for the nations. And they shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. And so I think that's interesting here, the four corners of the earth. He goes on to say, the envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. In other words, they're actually going to be at peace. They're actually going to be at peace. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines and toward the west, and they shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. Now, remember, the Bible is not in chronological order. So sometimes it's starting out, and then you go back, and this would happen before the millennial kingdom would be entered into. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty hand, when he will shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. In other words, he's going to dry it up. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like it was to Israel. And in that day he came up out of the land of Egypt. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Thou wast angry with me, and thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he shall become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people, and make mention of his name. Let's go back to the wells of salvation. And that the Hebrew word actually there for that word actually doesn't means fountains. It means fountains, or you know, like flowing springs of water that never run dry. Therefore they shall joy with water out of the wells, in other words, the fountains of salvation, those who, that will never run dry. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Well, I am looking forward to that day when we're the millennial kingdom, and we will not be here during that tribulation period. We will be coming back to earth with the Lord himself as he enters into the millennial kingdom. How do we know all that? Well, this book right here called the King James Bible, it is light years ahead of as far as information and knowledge of anything else you have. Everybody's talking about AI, okay? Believe me, in this book, written literally thousands of years ago, it refers to AI. Do you think that, you've got two AIs. One is artificial intelligence, the other is absolute intelligence, okay? Now, do you think absolute intelligence has an advantage over artificial intelligence?
Oh, absolute intelligence trumps artificial intelligence.
And so that's what we have. We have absolute intelligence here. All right, that was kind of a short Bible study we have tonight, but we have a whole lot of things to cover, so I want to get into that. One of the things I want to do, Matt, we often give local businesses that give exceptional service, a really good service, One of those is the Iron Man Supply out there in our neck of the woods in Geauga County. In fact, in Newberry, the Iron Man, if you're looking for tools like heavy-duty shovels, or, you know, I mean solid-made rakes, shovels, you know, hose, and a lot of those tools, I can't even remember the names for them. You know, I use them, I got them, but the Iron Man has all of that. And like the big old chains, I mean, you need a car chain. He has every size of chain there that you can imagine there. All the things that you wouldn't find in most stores, okay? But not only does he have all of that stuff, but he's got it at good prices. I mean, really reasonable prices. He doesn't have a huge overhead, okay? And so, folks, I said all that because I've always got nothing but exceptional service from the Iron Man. So if you need tools of those kind, and he has wheelbarrows, he has snow blowers, all those kind of things, he has them there. Here's what you do. You go to the Iron Man, and he's located right at the corner, right around the corner from Doers of the Word Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And he's located at 14841 Sperry Road, right actually behind our church out there. 14841 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. And you can call him. Now tell him that you heard about it here on this program, and he might give you a discount on some of that stuff that you never know. 440-564-9888. Now don't tell him Pastor said you're going to get a discount. We've had that happen, but it's 440-564-9888, and that's the Iron Man, and they give you a really good service. Derek, you know what? The question is, what's happening to all these little children? We've done a lot of programs on all of the missing children. Over the years, we've done a number of programs on family services or children's services. And, you know, I'll never forget, we did a program some years ago, like 50-something children disappeared out of family services, children's services in Oklahoma. And then they're asking, where's the children? Where'd they all go? You know, we don't know. Maybe they ran away. But you know who the world's largest child sex trafficker is in the entire world? It's the U.S. government. It's the U.S. government is the largest. Okay. So, Derek, if you have that clip, we're going to go ahead and play it early. So go ahead and play that clip.
So, as we just reported, Rudy Giuliani has been ordered to pay.
Talking for a second.
All righty. That's, believe me,
DeBose,
Rudy didn't
attorney
do it.
For plaintiff.
All right, man.
Keep going. Skipped over to another thing.
Yeah, that'll happen to you. Folks, that's the wonderful thing about this technology. You never know what it's going to do to you, right? It's like that. That smart aleck phone that we have sitting over here myself.
Okay, I got her.
Go ahead and play her.
And we're glad you have 3 minutes, and please proceed, and we're glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm here today to speak to in reference
yeah,
to
sorry,
the
I had
court.
Like 20 seconds
Along
of silence
of
in the beginning.
And
I was trying
the
to move forward
across
past
the country.
And skip
I
to the next
personally
track.
Had the unfortunate privilege of becoming intimately aware
and we're going
of the,
to the song after this?
Of the family court judiciary. I can attest firsthand that there is not a single article of the United States Constitution that is not routinely violated in family court. It is a court where both I and millions of parents like me, as well as our children, are routinely subjected to egregious violations of our civil rights. I had my 11-month-old baby boy kidnapped and abducted from me by unjustifiable and unconstitutional state intervention, despite the fact that I had never committed or been convicted of any crime or abuse. I was afforded no presumption of innocence, no trial, no chance to face my accusers. The family court commissioner was my judge, jury, and executioner. I was categorically denied due process. So why are family courts throughout this state and this country separating children from perfectly loving, fit, and capable fathers without due process? What's driving all of it? Our government has financially incentivized the kidnapping and trafficking of children for profit through Title 4D of the Social Security Act, otherwise known as child support. Shocked and stupefied are not strong enough terms to describe my state of mind when I found out that the entire judiciary in California, including this council, are under contract with the executive branch agencies to help assist with enforcing Title 4D in exchange for federal incentive funds. Article 3, Section 3 of the California State Constitution states that the powers of state government are legislative, executive, and judicial. Persons charged with the exercise of one power may not exercise either of the others. According to the California Code of Judicial Ethics, a judge needs to uphold the integrity and independence of the judiciary. In what way, shape, or form could any of you sit here with a straight face and maintain that the judiciary is independent or impartial when you've crawled into bed with the executive branch in exchange for money? This is nothing short of state-sponsored abduction and trafficking of our children for profit. Worst of all, this corruption is committed under the guise that it's all done in the best interest of our children. Well, I got a newsflash for everyone in this room today. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes, 32 times the average. 85% of all children who show behavior disorders come from fatherless homes, 20 times the average. 80% of rapists with anger problems come from fatherless homes, 14 times the average. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes, 9 times the average. So when the family courts tell us that you're taking our children away from fathers and driving those fathers into poverty through the racketeering and extortion activities of Title 4D, that it's all done in our child's best interest, excuse me when I say I don't know what the hell any of you are talking about. I'd like to leave you guys with a quote. The state must declare the child to be the most precious treasure of the people. As long as the government is perceived as working for the benefit of the children, the people will happily endure almost any curtailment of liberty and almost any deprivation. Adolf Hitler.
Thank you.
Up where he left off right there very quickly. And when it comes to fatherless facts, and one of the things I knew, being in the prison ministry for 50 years, 45 years actually, on a regular basis visiting inmates, especially at death row. But a couple of things that I noticed that with all of the inmates, the vast majority of them came from fatherless homes. And I would have thought it was interesting because I thought that, well, being with a single mother, being raised, it would have drawn these men closer to their mothers. But it didn't. It worked exactly the opposite there. And I guess probably the reason is a lot of these single mothers relied on boyfriends and so on and so forth, and their sons just lost all respect for them. But here, let me read some of what he's talking about here. Father facts. 63% of all youth suicide comes from fatherless homes. 71% of teenage pregnancies come from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children come from fatherless homes. 85% of all youth who exhibit behavior disorders come from fatherless homes. And 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 60% of all rapists come from fatherless homes. 72% of adolescent murders come from fatherless homes. 70% of long-term prison inmates come from fatherless homes. 85% incarceration for individuals from single-family homes. And 75% of all teenagers enrolled in substance abuse programs come from single-family homes. 16.4% of all fatalities are caused by fathers and partners. 38.9% fatalities caused by mothers and mothers' partners. Okay, so 21.6% of child abuse is committed by father and partner. And 47.6% of child abuse is committed by mother. Sleeping problems were most frequent. And 22% of all of those living with one parent, 19% of mostly living with one parent, 14% for joint physical custody, and 12% from nuclear families. These are kids that have problems with sleeping.
20 seconds to 10:30.
Headaches suffered often or always were also common, 19% among those living with only one parent, 17% living mostly with one parent, 14% of joint physical custody, and 12% of nuclear families. Those are kids that all have a lot of physical problems. And we'll be back right after this with more.
Okay, so hold on. So I still do not have the Jack Lang clip. What do you want me to pivot to if I don't get it? The only clip I was sent was the one I just played. The only clip I have is the one I just played. Okay, I'll let you know if I end up getting one.
Alrighty, we are back. And you know, Matt, that clip we just played, it's like most everything that, you know, the government gets involved with, they mess up. It seems like just not anything they can't mess up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here, first of all, you know, God made it very clear when he gave us the divine institution of the family, mother, father, and children, okay? That's the family. Now, and in that family, God made it very clear. See, God knew all about these things. When he gave us the family, he gave us the definition. And just like he did with marriage, one man, one woman. And see, a family should be a father, which is a male, a mother, which is a female, and children, which are either male or female, but not some of each, okay? None of these trans things, okay? God didn't give us trans things, right?
Right.
And but here, again, what happens today in our courts, when you have these divorces, it seems like the children always go with the mother. The courts give it, and then the father ends up, and here we played the clips of those three women in the church who are women psychologists, and they came to say, our studies prove that fathers make much better single parents than mothers, than the men make much better. Now, that's common sense, they found out. Now, that's corporately. We're not talking about in every case. You're going to have some fathers that are really lousy, and you're going to have some mothers that are really good, okay? But corporately, and I mean that's majoritative, that's what that's speaking of. But it's like everything else. The government gets into whatever they do, they seem to mess up, okay? Now the question is, too, what's happening to all of these children, you know, here that are going through that seem to end up disappearing when they go through children's services and that. And so that's what that fellow made that statement there. He made it very clear. All right, we got some big news articles here. And, you know, they've been going after Donald Trump and his family. You know, you have the way, especially the news media, have always treated the double standard. People like Hillary Clinton, you got, you know, a line of 100 dead bodies behind Hillary. Everything points to Hillary. But Hillary has the goods on so many people in high places, right? Hillary has the Pandora, she knows, I mean, it's in the Pandora Papers. And so Hillary don't go to jail because Hillary can bring too many people in high places with her. Here with Trump. Now, I don't know if you've been watching lately on the news out there. These Democrats are saying Trump will be a dictator. There'll never be, he'll be in office for life. Never be another election. These people are fearmongers. And I'm going to tell you this. It might be very, very hard. It might be very hard if I was to take simply every Democratic member of Congress to prove in a court of law that any of them had ever told the truth in their whole life. Now, think about that. I know they wouldn't want to take that on, you know, but that's just the way it is. And so, but anyhow, good news for Trump. Good news for Trump. Here you go. Supreme Court will hear lawsuits involving unconstitutional DOJ. By the way, we have the most corrupt DOJ that we've ever had, okay? 1512. The unconstitutional DOJ 1512C2 charges used to abuse Trump supporters after J6 protests. Now, I got some information, and now obviously, because this information, well, we're not supposed to be talking about this, but anyhow, so that way, you know, I can't verify this, but I have heard that Merrick Garland, some of the Communist Party, these Communist Party, Merrick Garland, are having some secret conversations or meetings or negotiations with some of Trump's people. Now, this is what I've heard, and the reason is there that it looks all every day it looks more and more like Trump's going to be back in that White House, right? And it looks like a number of them might be ready to throw others under the bus to save their own hide because of the criminal activity, and I mean criminal activity of the DOJ and the criminal activity of the FBI and the criminal activity of the CIA, okay? And so here, now this is the case. Jack Smith, he's referred to this Jack Smith, this prosecutor, he is referred to even by other corrupt lawyers, okay? I mean, it's pretty bad when, you know, thieves call someone the worst thief or whatever, but he's referred to even by other corrupt lawyers as Dirty Jack Smith. Now, that's bad, okay? That's really bad, okay? And so here, and this guy has brought outrageous, outrageous cases. This is why he's lost just about all of his cases. He's lost even before liberal courts, even before, because they're so outrageous. He makes outrageous claims. He skirts the law. Now, here, the Supreme Court will hear Fisher versus United States, the lawsuit questioning the unconstitutional charges used by the Biden regime's Department of Justice. Oh, boy, Department of Justice. To abuse and punish January 6 protesters who came to Washington, D.C. to protest the stolen 2020 election. By the way, this article is out of the Gateway Pundit. The case involves three defendants. Jake Lang, who we just had Jake here on this week. We just had him on, I think, was it last night? It might have been last night. No, two nights ago we had Jake Lang. And right, in fact, we taped another segment, but Derek can't find it. And, you know, what does that tell us about? Anyhow, the case involved three January 6th defendants, Jake Lang, who we will have reported on extensively here at the Gateway Pundit, Garrett Miller, who pleaded guilty to 11 other criminal charges and was sentenced in February, and Joseph Fisher, who, like Lang, continues to await trial. Now, the news broke this morning. Well, that's actually, was it this morning? Actually, that was Wednesday. The massive news out of the Supreme Court. The court will hear Fisher versus United States, a January 6th case, challenging the scope of Section 1512, which criminalizes obstruction of an official proceeding. Two of the four charges President Trump faces in his D.C. case. And so we go on. And I'll turn the page if I can get a January 6th defendant. Well, no, that's a picture of Jake. In July, Jake Lang notified the Gateway Pundit that he was taking his case to the highest court in the land. Lang's decision to move his arguments to the Supreme Court follows a split ruling in the D.C. Court of Appeals in April. As reported by the Gateway Pundit, two of three judges on the appellate panel ruled against the U.S. District Court Judge Carl Nicholas was dismissed, who dismissed the 1512 felony obstructions charged in three separate cases against January 6th defendants. All right, guess what? And now I have to apologize to Derek because he found it.
Way to go, Derek.
All right, there you go. And so perhaps the most notable among the affected was Jacob Edward Lang, widely known as the TGP readers through multiple eyewitness accounts of his repeated efforts to serve or to save lives. He held the one lady that was beaten to death by them dirty cops that was beaten by those dirty cops there. He held her in her arms while she was dying during the onslaught of the violence near the U.S. Capitol tunnel where Roseanne Boylan was killed. And that's who he was. He was holding her in his arms, trying to protect her. The split ruling reinstated the felony obstruction charge against Lang and two others. Garrett Miller, who pleaded guilty to 11 other criminal charges, was sentenced in February, and Joseph Fisher, who, like Lang, continues to wait in trial. Lang, who is charged with multiple felonies, filed his petition to the United States Supreme Court asking that the 1512 felony obstruction charge be dismissed. The guy didn't do anything. I mean, the filings begin with a question. Here it is. Whether the Court of Appeals erred in concluding the application of 18 U.S.C. Section 1512, Section 2, a statute crafted to, now listen to this, prevent tampering with evidence in official proceedings, can be used to prosecute acts of violence against police officers in the context of a public demonstration that turned into a riot, resulting in so breathtaking an application of the statute as to run afoul of Van Buren, okay, versus the United States. In other words, as was extensively detailed, the Gateway Pundit, the 1512 felony obstruction charge was repurposed. It was totally repurposed specifically for January 6th defendants. In other words, it was purposed to investigate law enforcement officers and their people that hid evidence in these trials and that and obstructed justice, which had nothing to do with these guys. I mean, absolutely nothing to do with it. And that has nothing to do with President Trump. What did President Trump say? He said, go there peacefully, 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 and protest, right? Although Lange's filing specifically seeks clarification in a case such as where violence was involved, a Supreme Court ruling on the matter is likely to have far-reaching impact on hundreds of nonviolent J6ers, many of whom are currently facing the proposed or the prospect of years in prison, along with permanent loss of their Second Amendment rights. The ruling will also have an impact on President Trump's case and the bogus charges that are against the U.S. president. They said former here in this article. He's not, as far as I'm concerned, he's still our president. He's still the legitimate president of this United States. Joe Obama Biden is a usurper. He never won that election. That election was rigged election. And anyone and everyone that says it wasn't is a liar. There's not a bit of truth in them. And there's not one of them out there that would have the guts to come on this radio program and sit across from me and debate this, because they won't. And so, and that includes Brett Baer. Well, that unbelievable. Anyhow, so with that, I'm going to just stop right there. You have an article there. Someone else kind of agrees with us.
Yeah, this is from the Gateway Pundit also here. West Virginia Secretary of State and Gubernatorial Cabinet says 2020 election was stolen by the CIA. In a recent gubernatorial debate, West Virginia Secretary of State Mack Warner, a Republican, made the bold statement that the Central Intelligence Agency played a role in stealing the 2020 presidential election from Donald Trump. As a 23-year veteran of the U.S. Army and current Secretary of State of West Virginia, Warner positions himself as a battle-tested leader on his campaign website. His military and administrative experience form a significant part of his gubernatorial campaign. And during a recent debate held by Metro News, Warner doubled down on his past allegations of widespread fraud in the 2020 presidential election. This time, he implicated the CIA directly, stating that the election was stolen, and it was stolen by the CIA. Warner referred to testimony by Mike Morrill, the former deputy director of the CIA before Jim Jordan's House Judiciary Committee. He highlighted Morrill's testimony regarding a conversation with Anthony Blinken, a Biden campaign senior advisor who later became Secretary of State. According to Warner, the conversation involved a report about Hunter Biden's laptop and occurred just days before the release of an October 19, 2020 statement from 51 former intelligence officials. The statement suggested that the story about Hunter Biden's laptop was influenced by Russian disinformation campaigns. When Mike Morrill testified under oath to Jim Jordan that, yes, he colluded with Anthony Blinken to sell a lie to the American people 2 weeks before the election for the very purpose of throwing the presidential election. How does it not get stolen if the FBI covers it up and Mark Zuckerberg pays $400 million to put his thumb on the scale? That's not fair, Warner said. It can be recalled during an interview that Jim Jordan and Kash Patel said that Mike Morrell confessed under oath that the Biden campaign was behind the letter signed by 51 former intelligence officials to suppress the laptop story. And the Biden campaign wanted something for Biden to use to defend himself during the 2020 debate against Trump, so they just made up an extravagant lie and recruited 51 intelligence leaders to sign the letter and lie to the American public about the laptop they all knew belonged, this is the Gateway Pundit, to the crackhead Hunter Biden. The laptop included bank statements, incriminating emails, and photos of meetings and gifts from their Chinese communist business partners. The Biden campaign even handpicked which reporter would receive the story, and they even called Mike Morrell after the debate and thanked him for lying to the American public for them. Warner, a strong supporter of former President Donald Trump and an Army veteran, has been vocal on the campaign trail about his concerns regarding U.S. intelligence agencies. He has stated that the CIA and the FBI pose greater worries for him than foreign adversaries such as Russia and Iran. That's pretty compelling there, Pastor.
Yeah, it is. But see, and I just wish, you know, going back to you remember back when Trump was in office, when Trump was president, we were telling people there then, back then, the Chinese government, I was sitting, I listened to their top generals talking to a huge crowd of young Chinese college students, and there were others there too. And he was saying, okay, that we own, and they were laughing, that we own people in the top positions of government in the United States. We own them. In other words, we own them because they owe us money. We've given them; they're on our payrolls. But they didn't use those words. But that's, you know, that's what we come across. Now, we told people then that Obama Biden was one of those people. He was on the Chinese, right? The Communist Party owns him. You know, he's gotten enough money from them, and they could tell him, well, Joe, you know, we could just make that known. I mean, we can even go past your own fake news media. Of course, you know, the what they call mainstream media, they're going to go with China. They would do that because of, they would go with the power, okay, of the Communist Party over Obama. They would throw Biden under the bus if instructed to from, say, Obama or George Soros or even their Chinese owners, if they would. And so here, and we've told people, see, it would be so nice to see on Fox News or one of these others where they come actually come right out and say what everybody knows. If they would actually come right out and say what everybody knows, that Biden had his orders. His orders were to keep the border open, okay? And now think about this here, okay? These same people that were telling you that the shots were safe, all these, the kill shots, how many people have died from these kill shots, where they won't, the CDC won't tell you those numbers, okay? These are the same people. Now think about this. The insanity of these people. These people that are telling you, okay, that there's no evidence tying Joe Obama Biden to the communist Chinese payoffs. These are the same people, listen, that are telling you the border is secure. The border is secure. This is what we hear from Mariakis. This is what we hear from the Jacques Pierre or whatever her name is. Now, you see, when you look at the border and you've got 8 million people have come across, okay, and since the Obama, since Biden's been in there, and these are illegals, and these people are, many of them are terrorists, drug dealers, and they're telling you that the border is secure. They're telling you that they really think that the American people are really stupid. I mean, they're really saying, we really think you people are stupid, right? When they're telling you that, these are the same, and they're telling you there's no evidence tying Biden and the whole Biden crime cartel together with the Chinese, with the, you know, Joe's orders were to keep the border open, keep the drugs coming in, keep a good supply of children for sex trafficking. Those were his orders, okay? And he's done that. And at the same time, they tell you, they keep telling you, as we're watching millions of people across our border, the borders are secure. And all of this evidence of all of this money, all that people have come forward that the Biden crime family has got, and still you have that Jamie, what's his name, that crooked communist, or communist congressman, crooked, I mean, he's just Rakin, what is his last name? It's unbelievable how they can be so blatant, how they could stand out there and lie and have all of the fake news media. And boy, President Trump is exactly right when they call them fake news. They don't report the news, okay? What they do, it's a propaganda, it's palaver. It's what today, what we call a lie, they call the narrative today. And so that's the reality. And it would be so good to hear other organizations, other talk shows like this come out and say what we just said here tonight. What everybody knows, but everybody's afraid to come flat out and say it, okay? And so, anyhow, that's the way that is. FBI whistleblower tells World News Daily how conservatives are painted as domestic terrorists. Well, we hit on this a little bit about a week ago here. But this fella had enough. FBI agent Kyle Serafin, he just could not take it anymore. Between 2016 and 2023, he had lived through working as a once revered agency and now interfered with elections, worked to jail every day, good, outstanding, patriotic Americans whom the Bureau surveilled and schemed to entrap for whatever essentially thought were crimes. He refused to comply with the autocratic Executive Order 14043, mandating federal employees to take at least 3 shots of the experiment COVID vaccine. But beyond that, the federal agency was severely violating everything he stood for as an American citizen, as an Air Force veteran and father of 4, realizing he was situated in the epicenter of a rapidly evolving evil. Serafin blew the whistle. As expected, the FBI retaliated against him. And so I spent 1 year on an unpaid suspension because I refused to get the kill shot, Serafin told World News Daily, an exclusive interview. Then I brought forward a number of whistleblower allegations that should have been protected, but ended up becoming very retaliatory, and I was forced out of the FBI in April of 22 without pay for a full year. All right, we're coming up to a break, and when we come back from the break, we got a whole lot of stuff to cover here. I'll talk about Jack Lane when we come back from the break. So get ready. Go ahead, count it down, Derek.
10 seconds.
9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Okay, you know I can do it. Everybody knows now I can count. Be right back with more.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon Recruiter Service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.